This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns and Chad P.
You like Nickelback?
No.
You know MEMS? The M-E-M-E-S that's on the... There was a meme out there that I thought was hilarious that said, if you play Nickelback backwards, you hear Satan.
Yeah.
The problem is if you play Nickelback forwards, you hear Nickelback.
Class is in.
Hey, it's Rock School, waiting on the rabbit. We are in spring break here on the campus of Southeastern Louisiana University, and you got kid, I got kids, and the Easter? How was the Easter? We got chocolate everywhere?
Oh, and then some.
Yeah, rabbits with ears bitten off. That's the first thing our kids went to.
Absolutely.
Just ripped them apart.
Sugar, sugar, and more sugar.
That's right. That's why there's a rabbit. You didn't know this, but I've done some research into this.
Of course you have.
Right. The reason there's a rabbit around Easter is because all of the sugar, and the kids literally bounce off the walls and the ceiling and such. They act like rabbits.
Yeah, I don't think my son slept in 3 days.
I'm positive mine haven't, because I had to actually tether them to the ceiling.
Now, what is your favorite Easter candy?
Oh, the chocolate rabbit.
The chocolate rabbit?
And not the hollow ones. I feel as if
cheated.
I have been cheated.
That's right.
I bite into it and it gives way.
Now, see,
No. No.
I like Cadbury eggs.
Oh, no, yeah.
I don't like the mini Cadbury eggs. I want the big ones.
I tell you what else I like is robin eggs.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That actually come in the little tiny thing. It looks like a milk carton.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
My wife likes heavenly hash.
Oh, yuck.
And I'm
fine. Not a fan of that.
Take them. Just give me the Cadbury's.
I'll eat if that's all there is. You know, deserted island and an entire crate of heavenly hash shows up and it's between me and physical death. But that's no.
And then at that point, still, you're like, you got anything else?
Is there a coconut? Have I eaten all the coconuts on the island? What say, Wilson?
What are we talking about?
Let's do our names. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Fantastic. Did you have any guests come over for the Easter holiday?
Of course.
Probably family.
All the time.
Sure, we had guests as well. Rock stars have guests on their albums as well.
Yeah.
And I could go crazy on all of the different guests playing all of the different instruments, but I decided if I do them all in one shot, I've blown many different shows I can do. Mm. So I decided to focus on just one instrumental guest.
Oh, I wonder what it is.
It's the guitar.
Of course it is.
It's a guitar solo specifically.
Okay.
Only because I know these. You know what I mean? I needed to put together quick shows and such, and I know these. You'll find that a lot of stuff gets done because I know it off the top of my head.
I see.
Right. So, you know, it has to get done.
No, it works. It works. I like the concept. You know, guest musicians coming in, kind of like you guests appearing on this show.
That's right, because it's Chad's show.
That's right.
Let's be honest. We're going to start with a guest lead that's played in the song Cherry Pie by Warrant.
Oh, Warrant, yeah.
Now, Warrant has some good guitarists.
Mm-hmm.
Joey Allen and Eric Turner are both the guitarists for Cherry Pie, and these guys are not slouches by any stretch of the imagination. They're very good guitarists. I know. It's the song they're known for. The guest on the song Cherry Pie is actually CeCe DeVille of Poison.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they know him. They both came up at the same time and asked CeCe DeVille to come in and play it. Interestingly enough, there's another series of shows that I have set, which will probably run over the summer. I have Guitar World Magazine's Top 100 Solos.
Yeah.
And that's going to be an extended show.
That'll
I like
be
to
a
do
good
those
show.
Over the summer.
Uh-huh.
Guitar World has also created the top, and I think it's 50, don't hold me to that, but worst guitar solos of all time.
Ooh,
which is fun as well.
The Razzie Awards.
Number one, I'll just go ahead and say it because by the time the show comes around, people may have forgotten. Right. But the number one worst guitar solo of all time is Anything by CC DeVille.
Oh, no.
I know. Isn't that awful?
That's so mean.
It is. I'm with you.
Who did he cheese off over there?
Guitar World Magazine, apparently.
Oof.
But this is on Cherry Pie, Warrant, CC DeVille of Poison, and it sounds like this. Rock School.
Okay, so let me ask you something right quick.
Sure.
You stated earlier that a lot of times you'll make up these shows because it's knowledge that you have right off the top of your head.
It just makes it easy. Remember, I do upwards of 30 shows in one fell swoop.
I'm with you. I'm totally with you.
Right.
So we're doing these guest guitarists.
Guest soloists.
Guest soloists.
Right.
Which means that you're that guy that opens up the CD and looks at all the credentials on songs.
Oh, I am. I read that stuff.
You read that stuff.
I do.
You're that guy.
Yeah, I read it and I know it up and down. I'm the guy that even looks at who the artwork is done by.
Dude.
It's sad, I know. I got Bruce Springsteen's latest album, Wrecking Ball.
Yeah.
Read it cover to cover. Read it cover to cover. It's, I know. You like Dimebag Darrell?
I do.
You bet. You like Nickelback?
No.
You know Mems, the M-E-M-E-S that's on the... there was a mem out there that I thought was hilarious that said, if you play Nickelback backwards, you hear Satan.
Yeah.
The problem is if you play Nickelback forwards, you hear Nickelback. Dimebag Darrell actually played solos for Anthrax when Dan Spitz left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, I don't want to play any Anthrax.
Well, that just seems like it fits. You know, you
it
got
does.
Scott Ian,
I'm
and
with
you got Dimebag Darrell.
Rather than play Anthrax, there's actually a much more interesting guest solo by Dimebag Darrell. He played on Nickelback's cover of Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. Okay, fine.
Mm-hmm.
However, Nickelback has a song called Side of a Bullet, which is about the death of Dimebag Darrell.
Yeah.
Well, Dimebag Darrell obviously couldn't have soloed live on that because he had already passed away.
You know, it'd be really weird if he would have come in and be like, hey, we got this song. It's about
your death.
Death
uh-huh. Right.
That
However, he is the guitarist
no, he's not.
On the song.
How?
Right. According to the album's, like you said, all the credentials and such.
You even read the Nickelback.
It's I do. My wife loves Nickelback. I don't have a choice. I don't have a choice.
Losing respect.
guitar tracks from the recording session of Vulgar Display of Power and Far Beyond Driven were given to the Nickelback producers and also from Rita Haney, which is Dimebag Darrell's girlfriend, and his brother Vinnie Paul.
Yeah.
And they were used, chopped up. And speed it up, slowed down, what have you, found in correct keys, and used to put this song together. So Dimebag Darrell plays on a song that is about his own death. Now, I don't know if that's tributary.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if that's the correct word. if that's a tribute or if that's creepy.
Well, I really like the concept, and I think it's just perfect for this show that, you know, you play a song that's about the death of Dimebag Darrell that includes music by Dimebag Darrell.
Right.
The bad part about it is that it's Nickelback.
Oh, stop
And
it.
According to our bylaws, we don't play Nickelback on this show. Paragraph 2, Section C.
That's right.
Subsection
no Nickelback.
L. That's right.
That's
no
right.
Nickelback shall be played on this show.
Well,
unless
afraid,
it is.
I'm afraid it's gone to the Supreme Court and they've overturned it. Here is Nickelback, Side of a Bullet with Dimebag Darrell. Pantera's ex-fantastic guitarist. Sounds like this. Rock School. Okay, what's the matter with Nickelback? Just explain that to me.
Why do I not like Nickelback?
I don't dislike them. I mean, I don't run to hear them, but I don't dislike them. I mean, they don't make my skin, you know, jump off the bones.
Here's
what's
my
the
beef
matter?
With Nickelback. Okay. Every now and then, they'll put out a monster that I really dig.
Yeah.
The problem is those times are few and far between. So I'll get one good song out of every nine that they release.
Is it the female aspect? Is it the fact that they're just the heavy metal band that girls like?
No, I think Chad Kroeger looks like the Cowardly Lion from
so
The Wizard
what?
Of Oz.
What if he looks like the kid from Mask? The fact that he puts out music is is the point.
They're inconsistent with their releases, in my opinion. Okay. I'll get a good one, and I'll download that, and I'll listen to it. And then for every good one, we get, I want to be a rock star. Hey, and I'm chopping in wood. And
I like that song.
Oh, you would.
I know. Uh-huh. All right, let's do another one. We're talking about guest musicians, specifically guest soloists and such. You like the Wayne's World soundtrack?
Yeah, man.
The original one? Mm-hmm. Do you remember when Wayne and Garth met up with Alice Cooper?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
In the Milwaukee.
That's right. Actually, it's an Algonquin word. Yes. When you saw him, Alice Cooper, come out, he was singing
through the rib cage.
Right. He was singing the song Feed My Frankenstein.
Okay.
Now, he had his band on stage playing along.
Yes.
However, that band was just miming the music that was being played.
It was cinematography.
Certainly. In reality, there were different musicians than were on stage playing that song.
Yeah.
The bass was being played by one Nikki Sixx.
Oh, Motley Crue.
Yes, sir. The rhythm and leads were being played by one Joe Satriani.
Hey.
And one Steve Vai.
Cool.
That's right. It's from the album Hey Stupid. That's right. And stupid is spelled S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
Which is why you said it like that.
That's right. And it's called Feed My Frankenstein. So when you listen to it, it's Steve Vai, Joe Satriani, Nikki Sixx, and some drummer. I don't know.
Oh, shut up.
I know. Having fun. Feed My Frankenstein. Sounds like this. Rock School.
Okay, you stop everything right now. Right. I'm about to tell you something.
Time for our first break anyway.
Stop eating chocolate. Hold on, listen to me. First of all, I wasn't going to go here, and then you make a joke about drummers. This coming from a person who last year screwed up that joke about Milwaukee.
Oh, that's right.
And got it wrong with the wrong state, talking about Kentucky.
I did.
Doing all that. So that's number one. Number two, the drummer's name was Mickey Curry.
You looked that up.
That's irrelevant. Number three, you forgot one of the most important lead men that played, a guest on...
There was another lead guy on this song?
A guy by the name of Saul Thomas.
Was Slash in this song as well?
I don't know if he was on that song, but he played guest guitar on that album.
Oh, on the album, but he wasn't in this song.
No, but he played on that album.
Oh, okay, because I was thinking if I missed Slash in this song, I was going to repent.
Okay, well, let's say you missed him on the song.
Let's not, because if I did, I'm an idiot.
Did say Kentucky last summer.
That I did. Let's see if you can get this one. Who was the guest guitarist on Michael Jackson's song, Beat It?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I Don't Care.
Oh, that's right. His name was Eddie Van I Don't Care. There you are. We're going to do another one here. Did you know that?
You knew
it was I Don't Care?
You told me one time that it was Eddie Van Halen.
KLSU, I think they run the radio show.
KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana. They don't care.
They actually do. When Eddie Van Halen was asked to do this, he actually got it through Steve Lukather, mm-hmm. who was the other guitarist on the song.
Lukather played?
Yeah, it was members of Toto that were playing on the song Beat It. And Steve Lukather said to Quincy Jones, who was the producer, mm-hmm. why don't you get Eddie Van Halen in here to do this?
Yeah.
Eddie was sitting in the 5150 studio, which mm-hmm. is a converted racquetball court in his backyard.
Cool.
Quincy Jones called him and said, you know, Eddie, this is Quincy Jones.
Hi, Quince.
And Eddie thought it was a joke. And he basically said, don't effing call me anymore with this, you know, blankety blank, blank, blank. Eddie has a horrible potty mouth.
Uh-huh.
Call me with this blankety blank. And hung up. And there they sit in the studio. And Steve said, what'd he say?
Well, what he said was.
Quincy was like, call him back.
Bad connection.
Call him back. And Quincy, apparently, this is Quincy Jones, mm-hmm. who has won more Grammys than any other human being walking the earth.
Sure.
And as you pick up the phone, don't hang up. They had to convince him that it was actually. And Eddie said, yeah, I'll do it, but you have to get, it was kind of one of these things, I'll do it, but I'll make it so you can't do it. You know what I mean?
Aww.
Yeah, but you got to have my guitar, my rig, my stuff there.
Right.
Right. Well, when you're Michael Jackson, you have more money than anybody else.
Done.
Guess what?
Done.
It was all there.
Sure.
And Quincy called him back and said, everything's here.
Don't hang up.
Okay. Be right over to do it.
Cool's Steve Lukather fact right here. You remember when we did the Christmas show?
Yes.
Steve Lukather's version of the Christmas song?
Brilliant.
I loved it so much. I downloaded it, and I use it at the beginning of the Christmas parade that I DJ every single year.
Super
That's
duper.
What we kick off with.
Super duper. Get us on Facebook. Search Rock School Radio Show and like us. You really like us. Back in a minute with a neat little piece of trivia that you can call out your friends on. Back in a minute. Rock School.
Hey, it's Chad P. from Rock School, and we want to take this opportunity to thank our sponsors, Subway Restaurants, 1635 Southwest Railroad Avenue in Hammond and 345 South Morrison Boulevard in Hammond. Owned by Mike and Emily Williams, featuring both 6-inch and foot-long subs with catering services with an optional delivery if you'd like. 985-340-8015 or 985-345-4194. Every sandwich from the Subway menu is available, including buffalo chicken, steak and cheese, sweet onion chicken teriyaki, turkey breast and Black Forest ham, turkey melt, and more. That's Subway, 1635 Southwest Railroad Avenue and 345 South Morrison Boulevard, both in Hammond, the Subways of Mike and Emily Williams, proud sponsors of Rock School.
Okay, nice piece of trivia here as we're talking about guest soloists on other people's rock songs.
I have a question right quick. Seriously. You have the guest soloist come in for the album.
Yeah.
What happens when they go on tour? You can't take those guests with you.
Oh, no. Someone else plays the music. Someone else, I'm sure, Brian May, would easily be able to play this song if they so wanted to play it. But I got to tell you, when you hear this solo and you hear who plays this solo, it's one of these, that's a hard guy to copy. It's going to be something else.
That's what I would think. You know, It's like, hey, do we really want to run the risk? Do you want to take your lead guitarist, who I'm sure is awesome,
sure,
but then you have Slash come in on the album,
yeah, can
and
you
then
copy
you'd be like,
him?
We have to do that song on the road
right,
without
you have to copy
him.
Right. What is Queen's longest single?
Single?
Single. You know what most people jump to?
We Will Rock You, or We Are the Champions?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody!
Yeah, that's the one that everyone jumps to.
Uh-huh,
it's just because it goes on forever.
But that's not it.
No, it's not it.
It's Another One Bites the Dust.
No, it's not. It's Innuendo.
It is?
Interestingly enough. Yeah, the song is 35 seconds longer than Bohemian Rhapsody, which is a neat little piece of trivia.
We would not know that if we read the thing.
See? There you go. It's not their longest song, period, but in terms of their single, it's their longest single, Innuendo. And a good friend of Freddie Mercury's was towards the end of Freddie Mercury's life.
Mm-hmm.
And what he did was he contacted his friend Steve Howe, guitarist of Yes, who is classically trained, which is what I'm getting at. I mean, wicked solo, and said to him, would you please come and play the solo on Innuendo? And you'll see why you could use a classical solo here in just a little bit. It's a beautiful song. And Steve Howe actually went ahead and played it.
Okay, so let's role play for a second.
Sure.
You are the lead guitarist for Queen.
Yes.
And
Brian May.
Y'all are getting ready to do this song.
Sure.
And Freddie Mercury says, now, we're actually going to get Steve Howe to come in and play it for the album.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel a little dissed?
No, not if I'm Brian May.
No?
Oh, I can do this. He's that good.
Okay.
Oh, yes, he's that good.
Okay.
This is Innuendo right here. Rock School. Innuendo by Queen here on Rock School, getting us to the bottom of the hour as we talk about guest soloists.
And it's 35 seconds longer than...
35 seconds longer. That's right, the Bohemian Rhapsody.
Will you let me go, Bismillah?
Trivia question before we do 7 days and 70 seconds.
Okay.
I'll give you one that we're not going to be able to play simply because it's too long and we'll eat up too much of the show. Derek and the Dominoes.
Mm-hmm.
Layla. The lead guitarist was
Clapton.
Eric Clapton.
Yes.
Who was the guest soloist? Piece of information.
Oh, wait
a
minute.
Know.
Wait a minute. I think I do know this. What is it? Wasn't it one of the Allman Brothers?
Yes, it was. Which one? The one that died.
The first
in
one.
The one that died in the
Dwayne.
Motorcycle accident. Good for you.
Yo!
Slide guitarist Dwayne Allman.
That.
Yeah, feel good about yourself.
I will.
Let's do 7 days and 70 seconds. I'm Joe Burns.
Chad Pete.
On these dates, April 9th all the way through April 15th, pay your taxes. Mm. What happened on those dates? Chad has Monday. Go.
April 9th, 1965. Bruce Johnson joins the Beach Boys as the permanent replacement for Brian Wilson.
I actually got to interview him when I was working in radio.
Again, really?
Nice guy. April 10th, 2000, Sony Music announces it will make digital downloads available to its subscribers, starting with 50 artists, including Lauryn Hill, Michael Jackson, Pearl Jam, and Mary Chapin Carpenter.
April 11th, 1981, Eddie Van Halen and Valerie Bertinelli got hitched.
That's right. April 12th, 2000, Metallica sues Napster, the University of Southern California, and Indiana University for copyright infringement and unlawful use of digital audio under the RICO Act.
Yeah, Lars wasn't happy.
Nope.
April 13th, 1971, the Rolling Stones released their first single on their own label, Rolling Stones Records. What was it?
Brown Sugar.
Sweet Brown Sugar!
That's right. April 14th, 1989, Tom Petty releases his first solo album. What was it?
Full Moon Fever.
Yes!
I have these notes, too.
The illusion of radio is destroyed. Thank you. April 15th, 1982, Billy Joel is seriously hurt in a motorcycle accident on Long Island. He stayed in therapy for over a month to work on his injured right hand, which would be bad for a person who plays the piano.
Yeah.
One more from a person who came in and played a guest solo, Bon Jovi.
Mm-hmm.
Bon Jovi, every so often, busts out on his own and decides to do a solo album. Blaze of Glory mm-hmm. was a single for Young Guns 2.
Yes.
In fact, it was the theme song.
Yes.
Now, Bon Jovi has Richie Sambora.
Who's a terrific
right.
guitarist.
No reason whatsoever why you wouldn't use him. The guy's not a slouch by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, he was one of the first guys to use a Jackson soloist guitar.
Mm-hmm.
It was invented partly for him.
So why wouldn't you use
right.
it?
Right. Solo, let's get a new person. So he decided to bring in somebody who himself is not a slouch. The solo in this is played by Jeff Beck.
Hey, hey.
Not bad. Here's Blaze of Glory. Rock School. Continuing on with the show about people who have stepped in and played guest solos on big, giant hits.
So
what do you need there, kiddo?
When you're recording the album and you bring in the guest soloist,
mm-hmm.
what's the regular soloist do? Goes and sits on the couch and waits?
Yeah, pretty much.
Huh.
I wouldn't have any trouble with it, especially somebody like Richie Sambora. Nobody is going to look and say, well, it's time to fire that Sambora guy and bring in Jeff Beck. Jeff Beck isn't going to come in and take over inside of Bon Jovi.
I'm wondering what the motivation is behind it. And I know that these guys are above the idea of like, oh, what, I'm not good enough?
But just they're established.
What motivates you in your mind to say, I think I'm going to bring in somebody from the outside to
I'll tell you what, it's excellent that you actually ask that. Because the next one we're going to play, I assume the reason this person was brought in was as a tip of the hat, a thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You familiar with Oasis, Champagne Supernova?
I am, very
much. Do you know Paul Weller of The Jam?
No, I don't.
No. The Jam, whereas they're known here in the United States, in the UK,
mm-hmm.
they are sort of the fathers of a movement of music called mod.
Okay.
And he, Paul Weller, is known as the mod father. It really is sort of a movement of music that is just huge over there.
No, it's funny. It just sounds like a copyright infringement. We have the Godfather. You have,
the,
we
mod
have the mod
father.
You have the
right.
Big Mac. I have the Big Mick.
And Paul Weller really is the guy who is just seen as having such influence on these Brit pop bands,
sure.
of which Oasis is seen as, you know, the top of the
right.
heap. So when they did Champagne Supernova, they brought in Paul Weller to play the solo. Now, when you watch the video for Champagne Supernova, Noel Gallagher mimes the solo. It's that really fuzzy when he starts playing it. That's not Noel Gallagher playing it. It's actually Weller of the Jam playing it. Well, see, you can see it's a tip of the hat.
Well, you can say a tip of the hat, but I know why they brought him in.
Go ahead.
They weren't getting along.
Yeah, probably.
They're always fighting. I got news for you. You're not playing on it. Yeah. We're going to bring in Paul Weller.
And so they
did. Fine.
Champagne Supernova. This is Weller playing the solo right here. That's cool. Supernova here on Rock School.
You can say tip of the hat all you want. You know those guys don't get along.
That
is a really, really good solo. So hats off to Paul Weller.
There you are.
Really, really good job.
Second break. Let me tell you some other people that we won't get around to playing. The soloist in David Bowie's Let's Dance is Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Nice.
And we've played that before.
I love SRV.
We talked about John Bon Jovi using Jeff Beck inside of Blaze of Glory.
Uh-huh.
Jeff Beck also played the solo inside of Rod Stewart's Infatuation from 1984, which is a great solo. There's a neat story behind it. If you've ever seen the video for Infatuation, it's in black and white.
Yeah.
Jeff Beck got himself a brand new Stratocaster that was pink because the whole song's about infatuation with a girl.
Sure.
So he got this Stratocaster and specially spray painted with this new automobile paint because it would be smoothest and it's pink and all that. And he shows up and the video's in black and white. And he also played a solo on People Get Ready.
But that's right.
But I spent all this money.
I got a pink guitar.
That's right.
USOB's better.
That's right.
Thing in color.
Can we please just have this? You know how they tab out one little section of the video?
Sure.
Like the woman's in black and white, but the eyes are blue or something like that. Can we just tab out this guitar?
No,
that
Jeff.
That costs a lot of money.
No, Jeff. We're not photoshopping anything for you. Go sit down.
That's right. Could you just play the solo, please? Okay. Who's listening to us? Radio Universidad, Salamanca, Spain, I think.
And WBSD in Burlington, Wisconsin.
Right. Do you like Spinal Tap?
What?
You betcha. Did anybody other than the iconic guitarists of the Tap play guest solos with them? Yes. And coming out of the break, we'll tell you who they were. And I didn't miss Slash on this one.
Oh.
Yes. Back in a minute, Rock School. Rock School is sponsored this time around by Mike and Emily Williams. Who are Mike and Emily Williams? They own Subway. Not just any Subway, but these Subways. 1635 Southwest Railroad Avenue in Hammond and 345 South Morrison Boulevard in Hammond. Got some telephone numbers. Yes, please. 340-8015 and 345-4194. You want catering? They have catering, and it's available with delivery. Both 6-inch and foot-long subs, as they do at each Subway. What kind would you like? Well, turkey melt, veggie delight, turkey breast and black forest ham together, tuna, and the big Philly cheesesteak. Once again, that's Mike and Emily Williams, the Rock School sponsors, 1635 Southwest Railroad Avenue in Hammond and 345 South Morrison Boulevard in Hammond. All right, I promised you Spinal Tap coming out of the break, and when I promise something, I deliver on it.
You did that on purpose.
Spinal.
You purposely put in a band that went through drummers like you go through neckties.
That's right. Spinal Tap's follow-up to Smell the Glove, the Black Album by Spinal Tap, was called Break Like the Wind.
Of course it was.
Which I thought is wonderful.
Yeah.
Which is only a touch worse than She's Like the Wind.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny, what was his name? The dancer guy that did that? He was in Dirty Dancing.
Swayze?
Yeah, Patrick Swayze. She's Like the Wind. I can't tell you how many times I almost introduced that song on the radio by saying She's Breaking Wind.
Yes,
indeed. I came that close to it. But here's Spinal Tap, Break Like the Wind. Now, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Spinal Tap has its good guitarists.
Nigel Tufnell. These go to 11.
That's right. The world's loudest guitarist.
Mm-hmm.
And David St. Hubbins.
That's right.
A fine rhythm guitarist, but can break into leads whenever he wishes. Especially when they're doing a freeform jazz act. But on this song, Break Like the Wind, you will hear solos by Slash.
Yeah.
Steve Lukather of Toto. Joe Satriani, now of Chickenfoot. And Jeff Beck. These four men trade off with Tufnell and St. Hubbins.
Nice.
Get ready to have your face melted. Here is Spinal Tap, Break Like the Wind on Rock School.
We are the children who grew too fast. We are.
All right, last break here on Rock School. I got a little bit of time, so let me tell you the songs that we weren't going to play. They all have something to do with Michael Jackson, mm-hmm. and as much as Chad wanted to play a Michael Jackson song, I sort of talked him out of it.
Yeah, well.
Michael Jackson has a song called Give In To Me. Now, a lot of people think that Slash played on Michael Jackson's song Black or White.
Mm-hmm.
He did not. That was a studio musician who played the guitar stuff. He, Slash, played the guitar, or at least mimicked the guitar part when Michael Jackson played it on MTV.
Oh, okay.
So he Slash did not play on that song. However, he did play the solo on Michael Jackson's song Give In To Me.
Mm-hmm.
So there you are.
There you go.
The song Beat It, when mm-hmm. it was redone by Fall Out Boy.
Yes.
You need to have a solo that sort of equals out Eddie Van Halen.
Sure.
So they brought in John Mayer, who's actually a really, really good guitarist. I mean, he's a good singer. He's a fantastic guitarist. You familiar with Weird Al Yankovic's version of Beat It? It's called Eat It.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah. I actually thought we should finish on that song.
No. I vetoed that.
Rick Derringer played the guitar solo on that one. Now the one we're going to play to wrap up the show, are you familiar with the Beatles' While My Guitar Gently Weeps?
I am.
Who isn't?
I don't know.
Absolutely brilliant piece of music from the White Album. Originally, George Harrison laid down a backwards guitar solo.
Mm-hmm.
This is back when the Beatles were just, let's try anything.
Sure.
So what happens is in 1968, he lays down this guitar solo forward, flips it around. It's not working. It's one of those where absolutely nothing is occurring. Well, it's 68.
Mm-hmm. You know,
who's the monster on the sixth string at the time?
Ooh.
Clapton, of course.
Oh, it is Clapton.
Let's bring him in.
Yeah.
Clapton comes in, plays it. He doesn't like it at all.
Oh.
Clapton can't stand what he played. Didn't like it at all. And the Beatles are listening to it going, wow. And this is also the time where the Beatles were sort of at odds with one another,
yeah.
fighting with one another.
Yes.
There are, this is the truth, look it up. John Lennon actually discussed with Paul McCartney kicking Harrison out of the band and bringing in this new guy, Eric Clapton.
Are you serious?
This is the truth, look it up. Actually, I kid you not, and it was because of his work on this song, but Clapton actually wasn't very happy with While My Guitar Gently Weeps. So this wraps up the guest soloist show.
I got
to
hand it to you.
Good show, you like it?
This was a guitar show that I actually liked.
How about that?
Uh-huh.
Things are good. My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Class is dismissed.